You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Sarah Marshall, and this podcast looks at apps for Windows 8, Microsoft's long-awaited touchy-feely operating system. We hear about a number of news apps now in the Windows Store, which opened today.
My name is Alex Hardiman, and I am the Director of Product for the New York Times. We are very excited. In collaboration with Microsoft, we are launching two new services for Windows 8. The first is a standalone New York Times app, which really brings the best of our journalism, articles, slideshows, videos, and our really rich immersive content to users in a standalone app. And then the second one is an extension of our NYT Everywhere strategy. We now will have a channel in the Bing app. So we're very excited to bring that as well to users and subscribers.
I'm Chris Smith. I'm a product manager at the Financial Times. The Financial Times is today releasing its Windows 8 app, available to download for free from the Windows Store and accessible on any tablet, desktop or laptop running Windows 8. The app will be pre-installed on Samsung Windows 8 tablet and PC models across the world, and also Sony VAIO devices in the UK and the EU. In the Windows 8 app, you can access all of the FT's news content and comment. And for the first month from launch, content will be free in the app for users who register, after which it'll become part of the normal FT.com access model.
So before we hear about some of the features within the FT, NYT and some other news apps, it's interesting to note the technology behind the Financial Times Windows 8 app. Chris Smith again.
The FT for mobile devices offers the web app across lots of different platforms. So in fact, we have the same core code base running for iOS devices, so for iPad and iPhone. It also forms the core of our Android app. And one of the great things about Windows 8 from our point of view is that the browser on Windows 8 devices, the Internet Explorer 10 browser, supports the quality of user experience that we want to be able to offer our customers, which means we've been able to take that core code, port it across for Internet Explorer, wrap it up as a native app and put it in the Windows App Store. And that's where people who've got Windows 8 devices can find the Financial Times app.
I asked Chris Smith to describe a few of the features of the FT native Windows 8 app.
Going back slightly to the web app, one of the great things about having the web app is that not only does it work across different browsers, but we can also, as I said, wrap it for native app stores like the Windows Store. And that also means we can take advantage of bits of native functionality. And specifically on Windows 8, that means we can offer a live tile, which sits on the start screen, which is the first thing you see when you switch the device on. And that has our latest news scrolling through on the live tile. So you can see at a glance the latest things that are happening and have been reported by FT.com. As well as that, there's a great bit of functionality on Windows 8 devices that lets you have two different apps open at the same time, which means you can sit and watch, for example, the market's data updating in live while you're doing something else, working on a document or something in the other pane. That's called snap layout, so you can snap it to a narrow layout. And the FT app resizes very gracefully and beautifully if you choose to do that. There's a couple of other native bits of functionality. It's very closely integrated into both the searching functionality on the device and also the sharing functionality. It's really easy to share the app or share stories from within the app, share content with your friends.
We've learned over time that in order to build an app experience that really makes sense for the platform, you need to hook into certain native features, ones that users come to know and love. And for us, when we were thinking about Windows 8, there are a few that we knew we wanted to get in there. Basics like edge swiping, live tiles to be able to pin your favorite sections so you have easy access, same thing for blogs. Snap mode, for instance, that is very great, so you can have multiple app screens at one time in your purview. I think the design is something, too, that we thought of very carefully. We wanted it to be truly responsive so that, you know, within tablet with a fixed screen size, it beautifully renders. But if you're on, you know, a desktop and you have a much larger screen size, the responsive layout is truly gorgeous regardless of the screen size. So I think those are kind of a few of the key ones. Advertising is something also that we wanted to make sure we did in a very integrated way. And there are some standard specs and sizes that are starting to emerge on Windows 8 to make sure that the advertising was both, you know, large and engaging and appealing to advertisers, but also not too intrusive for users and subscribers. We came up with a very nice set of elegant ads to start.
The Northern and Shell Group, which publishes the Daily and Sunday Express, the Daily Star and Daily Star Sunday, OK Magazine, Star Magazine and New Magazine, have opted for digital replicas, which are read by swiping through the pages. Chris Took is sales director for PageSuite, the company behind the app technology for the Northern and Shell apps. I asked him to describe the approach to the apps for OK Magazine and the other titles now in the Windows Store.
Essentially, this will be a replication of exactly what you would be able to purchase as a physical copy in the newsstand. And it's essentially about delivering that content to as wide an audience as possible. By taking a complete replication of all the copy which is currently available, it also gives them the option to maybe include any extra features which may come down the line later in terms of interactivity, videos and things like that. But for start and for launch, as I say, we have an exact copy in order to get the publications to as wide a market as possible.
Both the Financial Times and the New York Times charge for full access. So what do subscribers get and what are non-subscribers able to access? Alexandra Hardiman again from the New York Times.
So it's very much in line with the way that our bundling structure works right now for the digital subscription business. So this, we're thinking of more along the lines of a tablet or a desktop app. So in order to gain full access, you need to subscribe to Web Plus Tablet or All Digital Access. If you're a home delivery subscriber, you'll have complete access as well as a part of that service. And if you decide that you're not quite ready to subscribe, but you do want to enjoy a lot of rich content from the New York Times, top news will be free. And something else that is really unique about this collaboration with Microsoft is that in both apps, you do have full New York Times content available. I mean, there are some small differences based on exclusion rules with partners where we do have third-party content. But regardless of whether or not you come to us through the store to find our own standalone app, or if you discover us through our channel in Bing, when you do subscribe, you do have access to rich content across all of our sections and blogs and videos and slideshows.
The FT runs a metered model for its content, which means that actually to be able to read our news and comment, registered users can get access to a limited amount of content for free every month, which means that people can come and see it, try it out, and then go on and subscribe if they want to.
So just how significant is Windows 8? At last night's launch, Windows boss Steven Sinofsky said that more than a billion people use Windows, 670 million of them are Windows 7 users. Chris Smith from the Financial Times.
Mobile is increasingly important for the FT. 25% of our traffic comes from mobile, and 15% of subscriptions for FT.com come from mobile. And we really see Windows 8 as an important new plank in that mobile strategy. You know, Microsoft and Windows are an enormous company, have an enormous user base, and we think that Windows 8 will be increasingly important for us as a platform.
In terms of traditional, you know, desktop penetration, Windows is huge. No one can deny it. And so we definitely wanted to make sure that we had an incredible app experience there from day one. I think on the tablet side, we've definitely seen really great engagement among our users and advertisers, to be honest. So we've done a lot of work there to really understand what drives behavior and usage on tablet. And as soon as we, you know, knew what the Windows 8 opportunity was for tablet, we knew that we wanted to give that a shot. You know, experimentation is a very big part of our DNA here. And in terms of looking strategically at platforms where we think that we do have the potential to grow our audience and our subscribers, Windows 8 really hit all of the criteria for us to go for it.
And another appealing element for publishers? Where they have to relinquish a 30% cut of the sales of apps made through the Apple App Store, it's different with Microsoft. Chris Smith.
Microsoft make no demands on any of their customers in the Windows Store for a percentage of subscriptions. And also, Microsoft doesn't insist that you use their payment system at all within the store. And that's very important to the FT, that we maintain a close relationship with our customers. So having the freedom to do that, that's one of the fundamental things that affects our decision as to whether to be in an app store or not.
For more on Windows 8, go to journalism.co.uk. You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.